This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The program, as always, you're invited here to join us. If you like, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, there's the new Free Talk Live Discord call-in line. You can get to that by joining our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. It's right there at the top of the list of different rooms and such, because you can go and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners any old time of the day or night. It does not have to be during the live show, although certainly there are always people there during the live show. If it's 3 in the morning, there's a chance somebody's there chatting on the LRN Discord. Check it out at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
So we got more Venezuela news coming up here tonight. Not only are people starving, but the government is supposedly going to be rolling out its own cryptocurrency, which color me skeptical about this whole thing. But here's a story from CNBC. Rife with double-digit inflation, civil strife, and signs of imminent economic collapse everywhere, Venezuela has seen the future, and it's in cryptocurrency. Now, they just have to convince elements of their own citizenry, as well as the rest of the world. Earlier this month, President Nicolas Maduro said the government plans to float nearly $6 billion in a new unit called Petros, a cryptocurrency that would leverage its vast oil reserves as money. Is the idea, as I understand it, is that one petro will be worth one barrel of Venezuelan oil.
Okay.
That's the supposed plan. Just last week, the South American nation sent a high-level delegation to Qatar in order to court investment. Yet the plan has encountered immediate resistance, not the least of which comes from Venezuela's opposition-run parliament, which nearly 2 weeks ago declared the cryptocurrency illegal. And the U.S. Treasury Department. Last week, a Treasury spokes bureaucrat told Reuters that Petros could violate sanctions and help prop up the embattled Maduro government.
Wow.
If they actually successfully release this thing, and of course, you know, we're talking about the government here. Government tends to be very poor at everything that it does, and the Venezuelan government is particularly bad. I am skeptical as to whether or not this thing's ever going to ever, you know, come out. But if it does, certainly the Treasury Department is correct in that if you buy a petro, you are supporting the Venezuelan government,
mm-hmm.
Which means that you're supporting murder. That means that you're supporting killers. You know, you're supporting this violent state that has brought down, you know, near starvation on a good portion of its population. So don't do it, is what I have to say, if this actually comes out.
Yeah, I think one of the great underpinnings of the crypto revolution is control of your own money.
That's right.
And just backing, or, I mean, a coin that is backed with a commodity introduces the requirement for trust.
Sure, and plus it's the government coin.
Yeah, I would trust a petro to be backed by a barrel of oil as much as I trust a tether to be backed by a dollar.
Which is to say, you don't.
I don't trust it at all.
So according to the story here, the many investors, some of whom have already been stung by Venezuela's scattershot attempts to rescue its collapsing economy, have little faith that the fledgling petro will help resolve the Bolivarian Republic's ongoing crisis. Mauro Roca, sovereign analyst covering Latin America, says, quote, "The petro is not a crypto. It's more of an IOU from the Republic backed with oil reserves," unquote. And that's what I was very skeptical of when I first saw the news reports claiming that Venezuela was going to have a cryptocurrency. I immediately doubted that particular claim because what would be the benefit in, you know, them having a cryptographically sound currency? They, you know, they're just going to come out with, if they come out with anything, it's just going to be some sort of digital bolivar, some kind of digital fiat money. That, as you say, even if they claim that it's backed by a barrel of oil, good luck collecting on your barrel of oil.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I doubt you're going to be able to go to the, PSVR, their state-run oil apparatus there, and show up with your petro wallet and walk away with a barrel of oil. I just, you know, colored me skeptical about the whole operation. Amid hyperinflation and tens of billions in unsustainable debt, quote, the country is having serious problems extracting oil, so it will be difficult that these IOU, or it'll be, strange translation here, it will be difficult that these IOU retains much value, said Rocha. It's unlikely that the petro contributes to solve the critical situation regarding the macroeconomic backdrop. And that seems like astute analysis to me as well, that even if this thing does get off the ground, it's going to be too little, too late. It's not going to set the world on fire, and it's certainly not going to resolve whatever the issues were, meaning socialism, that led to Venezuela being in the state that it is. This is not going to save the country. It's not going to help anybody who are not government agents in Venezuela. It's going to help Maduro, you know, if it actually gets sold around the world and, you know, brings some money in for him. Might extend his stay in the presidential palace by, you know, a few more weeks or a few more months. But ultimately, in the scheme of things, you know, this government's coming down. The Venezuelan government is, I don't know, how many more days or weeks it has left in its last legs. It seems like it is getting into its last legs. Your comments, your thoughts, welcome here. Also, speaking of governments in their last legs, maybe the U.S. federal government's never going to come back. Wouldn't that be nice? There's a supposed shutdown going on. We got Matthew on the line in Louisiana. And, Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, the last time this happened was in 2013, and Ted Cruz held up, filibustered some spending bill trying to get Obamacare yanked out of it by the roots, and it didn't go well for the Republicans because Obama engaged in a lot of what you call shutdown theater. Y'all, I was listening to Daryl and you talk on Friday evening show about the road cones in front of monuments that didn't have any personnel needed. And stuff mm-hmm. like that, blocking sidewalks. Well, there was I was listening to NRA News by Cam Edwards. I can get it, 1 hour roundup, back then on Sportsman's Channel. And Cam Edwards was talking about there's a jogging path that runs along the Potomac River. And it's theoretically, it's kind of a municipal National Park Service joint control thing. Somebody from the National Park Service was ordered to go out there and yank the handles off of the drinking water fountains. So if you were jogging and you couldn't get a big gulping drink of government because they yanked the handles off.
Wow.
And that is what they call shutdown theater.
Amazing.
You were talking about, if I could just have a second, you were talking about the government of Venezuela offering this cryptocurrency based on a barrel of oil. How much of that is actual oil and how much of that is salt water? Because I am willing to bet you dollars for donuts that when they seized control of those oil wells back when Chavez took over, they took the chokes off the wells and just ran them flat out, and they've probably toned them all in, and they're all producing salt water now.
Really? That's the thing? I don't know enough about oil. So if you run an oil well too hard, it'll dredge up salt water? How does that work?
Yeah, because most all oil wells are salt water or gas drives, and that is the pressure to push the oil into the low pressure column is either comes up from below by salt water pushing its way up, it's always doing that, or it comes from an expanding gas cap at the top, which is pushing the oil down. Now, salt water and gas are less viscous than oil. So if you open your chokes up all the way and just run the well flat out, what happens is the salt water starts to run past the oil and into the oil well before the oil and cuts off the oil from ever getting in there.
I had no idea there was underground salt water. That's like that's news to me, but I'm not a scientist, so I don't know.
Yeah, every place on Earth, just about every place on Earth that you can find oil, it's pretty much all driven up to the surface by salt water.
Amazing. Matthew, thanks for sharing that tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more on the way. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here on the live Sunday edition to join us. Toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind with you in the studio tonight. Actually, it's Ian and Johnny Ray joined by...
Will.
Hey, Will.
How you doing?
Will Coley is here from The Call to Freedom, the new weekday afternoon show on LRN.FM from 4 to 7 Eastern Time, which you can check out more of at calltofreedomlive.com.
That's correct. So
check that out. We were just, as you might have heard, talking about the Venezuelan cryptocurrency, which I'm putting in air quotes. As I had suggested before, I didn't believe this was going to actually be a cryptocurrency, and some of the experts are saying, in point of fact, no, it's not going to be.
Well, I mean, if they're hawking banana, organic banana based cryptocurrencies at the North American cryptocurrency conference, like,
is that what they did?
Yeah, there's a huge sign in the vending area that's like, buy banana coin.
That's not a joke?
It's not a joke. Buy banana coin, where the price and value of your coin is connected directly to the price of a pound of organic banana.
Ridiculous. Why you would want to have anything associated with something that can spoil, I don't understand, but hey,
well,
no, whatever.
The value of the currency is supposed to be tied to the value of a pound of organic bananas.
Gotcha. So you don't get to actually collect a pound of bananas.
Probably not. No.
I see.
Tethered. They're banana tethers. It's the same as being a dollar. It's worth about the same as, actually probably worth less than a dollar tether or a Venezuelan oil coin.
Petro.
Yeah, Petro coin.
We can talk more about the Petro here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We are going to your phone calls and thoughts. First, we go to Paul. He's in Portland. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Will, and Johnny Ray.
Hi, Will and Johnny Ray. Did you know that the state of Maine has passed a very interesting law? It allows you to make money from the sun. If you build, like, a fourplex house with 100 solar panels, so you have a lot of surplus solar energy, you can sell the surplus onto the grid in Maine at 33 cents a kilowatt hour.
Didn't you call about this before, Paul?
Yes, I have called many places about this before,
right,
because this is something people need to know how to make money off the sun.
Well, you know, you're actually making money off of the government mandating that the power company buy back that energy. It may not actually be worth what it's being paid for right now, because the government is manipulating the marketplace. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with people taking advantage of, you know, something that if they're being taxed by the government and they can get some of that money back, I don't blame them for doing that. But ultimately, what you're describing here is a completely subsidized operation, right?
Well, no, it's simply that the market price for solar is set just like the price of gold is set.
No. This is something that the Maine government, you admitted this last time you were on the phone, the Maine government set the rates for what the power company is supposed to pay per kilowatt hour or whatever.
Of course. And the government...
Okay, so that's not the market. You understand that, right? When the government sets a rate for something, that's price fixing.
Yes, but it works.
That's communism.
Shutting down all of their nukes by setting the price at 99 cents. And this is going to be a worldwide phenomenon very soon. Japan set the price at 53 cents.
You're saying this is per kilowatt hour?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Ontario, Canada set it at 88 cents.
And you believe that this is going to result in nuclear power being shut down completely, because so many people will be excited about this that they'll lay out the money to purchase solar panels for their homes and start generating power back into the grid.
So they can get a subsidy. I grew up in a rural area right next to a town called Sweetwater. It's like maybe 45 minutes from where the little town I grew up in. And then a huge nuclear dam there called Watts Bar. And I'm sorry, but those people who literally don't have access to dentistry but once a year, they're not going to shell out hundreds and hundreds of dollars to buy solar panels. I mean, these people literally are living beyond hand to mouth. Like, there's the poverty line, there's below the poverty line, and then there's rural Appalachia. And I'm sorry, but those people living around that nuclear power plant who are getting super cheap electricity, by the way, in eastern Tennessee, they're not going to go and buy a bunch of solar panels just because some Yankee.
But it's 99 cents per kilowatt hour.
They can't afford to buy.
Oh, but they'll give you a subsubsy to buy the panels.
Good luck getting that subsidy.
Where
in Tennessee.
Does the money come from, Paul, to pay for all this?
It may not be obvious to you yet. But solar energy is free, and it's safe, and you don't have to store the waste for 24,000 years up in Hanford, Washington. So,
what about the batteries? Those batteries burn up, and they are pretty expensive to dispose of.
I mean, they're dangerous.
They're particularly dangerous to the environment. So, I mean, how is that any better than if you take a bunch of batteries and go bury them up on that hill, or you take a bunch of nuclear waste and bury it up on that hill, you're still destroying the ecosystem for generations to come.
Well, presuming you don't seal them properly.
Where they bury it in Hanford, Washington, is they bury it in tanks along the Columbia River, and these tanks frequently leak. In fact, more radiation has leaked from Hanford than leaked from Fukushima.
Yeah, that sounds really scary. If somebody is polluting, then they should have to pay consequences for polluting people's lives and polluting their property. But that really has nothing to do with what I asked you, which was, where does the money come from? You're talking about how much per kilowatt hour is being paid out. You're touting this as some sort of solution, and I'd like to know where the money comes from.
The money comes from the energy of the sun.
No, sir. It doesn't work that way. The sun makes energy, okay? What you're saying is that the government is mandating the power company pay however much per kilowatt hour, you said 50 or whatever cents per kilowatt hour, to the people who are providing solar energy to the grid. I'm asking you where the money comes from.
Well, I know you don't understand this yet, but it took me a while to understand it, too. The energy is coming from the sun.
Am I not being clear in what I'm asking? Gentlemen, am I confusing the two of you with my question? I just want to make sure.
No, I totally get it.
Okay.
You need money for the infrastructure. You need money to bury wires, to carry energy here and there. You need money to build solar panels. You have to have an initial investment. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I want to know where the money comes from to pay me per kilowatt hour. He keeps saying that I don't understand. The money comes from the sun. No, it doesn't.
The money comes from people paying for the power that you are giving.
Yeah, I wanted him to figure to answer that. But do you understand that, Paul?
Yeah, sometimes it's just like your kids. You got to lead them and tell them the answer so that they'll know.
Look, Paul, I mean, I wasn't intending to talk down to Paul like he was talking down to me in this case. So
it sounded more to me the other way around as it was happening.
I'm sorry. Y'all were both talking over. What was that, Johnny Ray?
I said it sounded to me like you were talking down to him, and he was doing his best not to talk down to you.
The toll-free number here, thanks for the call, Paul, is 855-450. I was asking the guy a question. I'm not sure how that's talking down to somebody. I wanted him to answer the question, and then he kept saying, well, you just don't understand this yet. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, Live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in those essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If that's a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys want, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You can visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and enter coupon code FTL to receive 10% off your order every time you order over at SimplifyMySupplements.com. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And yes, they do take cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash, so you just have to send them an email about that, and don't forget to mention the coupon code FTL to get the deal. All right, we continue here with your calls and thoughts. Whatever is on your mind goes with Ian, Will, and Johnny Ray in the studio. Let's start with Carl. He's in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hello, Carl. Do we have Carl?
Great. Well, I want to talk about a recent 2010 Atlantic City High School graduate. We won't look into their scores and stuff, but so few graduate, so many don't go to colleges, but you can always learn a trade like this guy did. He went into the military, but he joined not our military, he joined ISIS, and I guess he learned the trade of being a butcher because he captured enemy soldiers of ISIS. He cut their heads off.
Oh, no. Is this like breaking news? Is this happening, you know, is this recent in New Jersey or what?
Well, it was a few days ago. It was breaking news. He lived in Margate, two towns towards Delaware from Atlantic City. His mom said on one news site that he attended a local mosque. I don't know where he learned his trade, or I think he's an anchor baby. But why does he hate us? Why is he? He wants Lou Walsh to kill people here in the USA.
Now, what? Now, has this person actually made statements publicly about hating you?
Well, not me personally, but they have videos of him saying this stuff. They have videos of him cutting people's heads off over there.
My goodness!
So enemies of ISIS cutting their heads off. So that's why I see.
Is this the story here, New Jersey, NJ.com, before joining ISIS in Syria, Jersey Shore man was a shy, closed person?
Yeah, but you can even get more news from Philadelphia or New York, or they all cover it. Maybe not New Hampshire, but oh my goodness. I mean,
do we know anything about the gentleman's father?
Well, I think it said he died at 13, and they had a restaurant in Margate, a pizza place, and then they sold it and moved on. And the new owner, he gets calls for, I'd like pizza with a head on it, and he's not happy. His business is
down. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness. But why did
he died when the boy was 13? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I read.
Okay.
That's what I read.
The reason I ask is I heard a story tonight on NPR about Anders Breivik and the expert they had. Anders Breivik was, oh, gosh, what country was that?
Oh, in Norway.
Thank you.
Yeah, the terrorist attack in Norway.
He was a Norwegian, and he was disgruntled with...
Is this the guy that shot up the camp?
Yeah, this children's camp.
He killed 77 people.
He was going to teach those terrorists that killing is bad. By murdering a bunch of people he disagreed, that killing people you disagree with is wrong, by murdering a bunch of people he disagreed with.
The expert that they had talking about the story and about Anders said that a lot of the foreign fighters, the people who travel from the West to fight alongside ISIS or what have you, often have absentee fathers.
Mm.
And that Anders himself, his dad, was not a part of his life growing up,
right?
And that can
well, you see,
tend to a lot of bad behavior.
The same description that's given of most of your lone wolf shooters here in the U.S., like the guy that shot up the in Colorado, the Boulder, Colorado theater shooting, or the shooting in Vegas. It's always they're always described as he was really shy. He was kind of a loner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't really talk to anybody. And what's the very first thing you see in the article? This man was reported to be a shy and closed person. So, like, people that are socially detached already seem to have are vulnerable to this type of thing. You saw it in the 90s and the late 80s with gang violence in the U.S. Gang leaders would specifically target young, ignorant people who didn't feel a connection to their local communities, who didn't have fathers, didn't have families, and needed something to belong to. And what you have, at least in the Muslim community now, is you have an entire generation that has grown up in a post 9/11 world where they've been told since the day that they could understand words that this is not their country, and even though they were born here, they don't belong here. They should go the hell back where they came from. Go home, you raghead. Go home, you sand this. Go home, you camel, you know. And then they literally, people have no problem saying this stuff to 6 and 7 year old children. The only reason you know they've never said it to mine is I'm sitting in this chair right now with you instead of in a prison cell, because I wouldn't put up with that. But Muslims that aren't from here, immigrants, they literally just cower to it, call the rights group and everything, you know, like they won't react to it. They won't do anything to defend themselves other than run home and call CARE, and CARE says, well, write us a check so that we can go on TV and talk about how we did stuff when 9 times out of 10, we didn't do anything. We just talked about it on TV and took credit for it.
There's a really detailed story here. Thanks, Carl, for the heads up on the story. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Very, very, very detailed piece over at theatlantic.com about this guy and kind of, you know, what happened to him supposedly to bring him there. And too much detail for us to actually read on the air.
His friend is quoted right here that he was a very shy person. He never talked to people. He was very withdrawn, and that he was totally brainwashed.
No doubt. But, you know, there's usually reasons why the brainwashing would be more effective. I mean, if for instance, the U.S. government wasn't going over and murdering innocent people, it might be a lot harder to persuade somebody to go and join another band of murderers.
Again, it's, you know, like we weren't, the well, I guess the police were, but the military at least wasn't. We weren't invading Compton when the same types of tactics were being used to get young black youth who suffer from the same kind of social isolation that's being described about every one of these terrorist lone wolf attackers or people that run off to go join ISIS. They all have the same kind of story that you hear these guys talk about when on these prison TV shows where they're like, well, why'd you join a gang when you were 14? Oh, well, you know, like me and my parents, we just didn't really see eye to eye, and I didn't feel connected to the community.
I wanted friends.
I didn't really have any friends, and, you know, like, I met these people, and they brought me in. And that's what happens. These kids are socially isolated. They find stupid people online, and, you know, I've seen it. I've been a part of it because I didn't take a young kid who needed somebody under my wing, and because of that, I mean, I feel responsible because this kid embraced an extremist viewpoint because he was coming to me and asking me questions.
When was this?
Oh, this was back in 2012, 2013. He was like a Ron Paul kid and the whole thing, but I was annoyed by him. Mm. I had a wife and a kid and better things to
do. Busy.
I was too busy, and I kept brushing him off. And then like a year and a half later, he comes back to me, and he is not the quick kid with questions that he was when he left.
Mm.
He's like, your pant leg's got to be 3 inches from your ankles. Your beard's got to be 3 inches below your hand. And I mean, just like a straight
like up, a Nation of Islam kind of guy?
No, like a straight up Salafi. America is the enemy. The West is the enemy. Islam should dominate the globe. We should force people who don't believe the way that we do to submit to our views, like in a year. And I feel responsible because I didn't take that kid in when he needed somebody.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. Toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this Skype.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, Live Sunday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, we've also got our Discord, where you can get on the Discord call-in chat room, which you can do by going to discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Will,
and Johnny Ray.
Also, do want to make sure you know about Zencash. There are a lot of different options out there in the world of cryptocurrency, and I can't tell you which one's going to end up dethroning Bitcoin, but I feel like someday that's going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to be Zencash, but Zencash is definitely a pretty exciting crypto. They are brand new. I started up in 2017, and it was actual voluntarius who started this thing. They've actually got voluntarism as a word that is used in their white paper in a very positive manner. In fact, Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization, and they've taken some of the best tech from other cryptocurrencies, like the zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations. And they've created a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. You ought to check it out for yourself and do your own research at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. As we go to Jamil, he's on the line, I believe, in Virginia. Jamil, you're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
Hey, yeah. Guys, I just wanted to, first of all, follow up on yesterday's show. I tried to call in, and lines were lit up. You know, you were guys were talking about, immigration, so it's really not surprising. But just, one guy said they had this whacked out conspiracy theory about how Donald Trump's like great-grandfather was a German spy. Well, there was some element of truth to that. I don't think you were familiar with it, but during World War One, the Germans actually did send a telegram courting the Mexican government to invade the United States during the war, before they were actually fighting with the United States as a kind of distraction and to get back some of that lost territory. And there was it was intercepted, and there was a big big sensation in the newspapers, and they it's kind of a
but
kind
did
of
Mexico actually war. Agree to attack the United States?
Well, it was I think it was intercepted by the
Ooh, we're kind of losing you. I don't know if you've somebody's losing got a bad connection. It could very well be us here at the studio. So I'm sorry?
Yeah. It obviously ended up not happening. So, I mean, yeah. But...
just because the German government says, you know, sends a telegram saying, hey, you guys ought to join us and fight the United States, doesn't mean they actually agreed to do it, right?
No, I guess not. Plus, you know, it wasn't a surprise anymore, even if they wanted to.
Right.
I mean, I see why they were. They lost that territory.
Great Britain also had the same plans. There was pre-World War I. There's actually a really cool documentary about it on the BBC. It's called... America's secret invasion of Britain, and basically it details this entire invasion plan that the United States government had put together for invading Great Britain right before World War I, and it was because they had intercepted a telegram that was sent to the Mexican government encouraging the Mexican government to help them invade the United States.
So Britain wanted to invade the U.S.
as well.
So
yeah. Germany and Britain both. And what he's talking about is also historically correct. Germany also sent the same kind of telegram trying to convince Mexico to join them in an effort to invade the U.S. because everybody wanted to invade the U.S. and take over all of our resources. And then World War I came and, you know, no more of that.
Janelle?
Yeah, but then, the second history lesson, and forgive me if I heard this on Free Talk Live, I don't think I did, but in regards to immigration laws, first immigration laws, apparently, what I heard, was the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1882, I believe,
yes.
And of course, the Chinese were just despised, so they wanted to not come in. And after that, of course, it ramped up only in the 1920s with all the immigration heavily restricted because all the Italians and everything. But all of us were despised when they came in.
Let you go, Jamil. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The call's just kind of not really that good. But it may not be, like I said, might be our fault over here, so I apologize. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to David. He's in San Francisco listening online. Hello, David.
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
A couple of different things. I'm looking at the government shutdown as being put together by a pack of saboteurs. For example, if you're a polluting company and you've got a big old stockpile and you don't know what to do with it, you wait till the shutdown happens and then, bam, all of a sudden your trucks go out and dump it in fields all over. And the first...
Why would the government being in operating capacity stop that from happening anyway?
If all of the inspectors are laid off...
Do you think the inspectors are inspecting every single day at these facilities?
For real, yeah. They could just go to our old... If they wanted to, some big company could just call one of my uncles and be like, hey, you mind if we pour all this sludge on your cattle land? And what are they going to do?
Right,
whether there's an inspector or there's not.
There
would have to be an investigation. There would have to be all these things.
You ever heard of midnight dumping?
Which happens whether inspectors are on the job or aren't. Government shutdown doesn't change
any of
that.
You're soft on crime, but it's soft on a crime that poisons everybody. Somebody that midnight dumps in the wrong spot is poisoning everybody downstream.
Yeah,
none of that.
And nobody's here is in favor of poison, dude.
No one. What you're not doing is you're not explaining how the government shutdown is. Or not being shut down changes whether companies midnight dump.
Well, we all understand his point. It's just we disagree with him on the effectiveness of government agents.
Well,
but the three of us
money.
In this room, David, don't really trust the government to pour pee out of a boot.
I know you're a
not if you put the instructions on the view.
Look, man. All you got to do is look at the EPA, dude. I mean, look at the EPA and all the polluting that they've been responsible for. How about the U.S. military and all the pollution that they're responsible for?
Are you acknowledging that the EPA has been sabotaged?
I don't know about that. I just know they're government, so they suck at everything that they do. So when you put a government agency in charge of protecting something...
Do you understand how the EPA has been sapped by bigger and bigger and bigger concentrations of pollution? In other words, if you have one big sticky mess on this part of town and then another sticky mess on the other side of town, and slowly but surely it's creeping into the water source and they're mixing underground into the water table. Now, how do you get both sides to clean it up? That's what
well,
the
let's
problem
see here.
With
I'm
EPA
looking at the
is
2018.
Big money says that they have to make money poisoning, and there's no money to be made in cleaning it up.
The EPA is big money too, David.
For real.
What will happen is the EPA will come down hard on the one toxic site, and then they will pretend that the other toxic site doesn't exist because they hate one group and like the other group.
I'm looking.
They got buddies.
Politics.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the year 2018 budget, the one that everybody's freaking out. Like, oh, my God, Trump's going to cut everything and we're all going to be like mutants. It's $5.566 billion.
Which is nothing compared to the world economy.
Yeah, that's nothing,
like,
yeah.
That's
nothing. Whatever. What are you just telling Uncle Pennybag?
So first it's nothing. Wait. Now, okay. Now it's nothing, but at the beginning of your call it was, oh my God, if the government shuts down, then all these polluters are going to be able to go out there without the EPA or
not. You and I own the national parks. You and I own the
No, sir.
And
you don't own anything.
I just moved up here from Blount County, where our mayor offered to buy Cades Cove from the federal government so that our county government would take care of that when the last government shutdown happened, when the Republicans couldn't get their way, so they shut the government down.
Right. Newt Gingrich is when all that hazmat got spilled. This was the first shutdown, right? Newt Gingrich, like 20 years ago.
No, I'm
These
talking. I'm talking 2012.
They've had 6 months.
Can you
finish?
Hold on. Can we get? I'd like to have Will finish his story before you go rambling on there, David.
But 2012, 2013, 2011, somewhere around there was a government shutdown.
Yeah, 2013.
Okay. During that shutdown, Cades Cove is a major draw of tourism for where I live. It's actually where my ancestors used to live. It's
in Tennessee.
In Tennessee. It's a national park. The mayor says, you know what, TWRA, federal government, give Cades Cove to Blount County. We will buy it from you. And the taxpayers in Blount County supported it. It was like a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody all over town was behind it. People were volunteering, like, I will give $10,000. I'll give $10,000 more. Oh, I'll give you $50,000. Like, people mm-hmm. were willing to pledge their own wealth to help the county buy this national park. And the because it draws so much to the area in tourism.
But is it being mismanaged by the
government? It was being shut down by the federal mm-hmm. government in the shutdown. So that was putting a halt to the tourism money that came into our area. So we were willing to literally buy it from the federal government.
What'd they say?
No.
Yeah. Well, because it's not yours, David. You don't own it. They do. And you live in this fantasy world where you believe that the government is capable of doing so much, but then when you're pressed, you claim they've been taken over and that they've been, owned by the very same industries that they're supposed to be regulating.
If it's your land, why can they search you without a warrant when you're on it?
We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Thanks for the call, David.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.